Hey everyone, I'm DJ King, and this is the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio. Today I got some hot topics and stories to cover that you need to hear, so let's get this show started so I can tell you how the spotlight can't always be so bright for Hollywood stars. So, the first story I got is pretty amazing, I think. I have to start off with this story because I heard about it and it just blew my mind. So, a lady named Georgina Harworth is 100 years old. But don't let her age fool you guys. She basically equals life goals. At her age, she's jumping out of planes, swimming with sharks. And to think about that, I'm much younger than Georgina is, and you will not be seeing me or hearing me doing either of those things in my life. But it just really puts me in shock about this whole story is how she celebrated her birthday. She celebrated her 100th birthday by skydiving in Cape Town, South Africa. She has to be, I think, one of the coolest great-grandmothers ever. So I just wanted to share that story and say kudos to you, Georgina Harworth, and much more exciting years and adventures to follow. Now, moving on to another story hitting the headlines is the show, one of my favorite shows, Empire. If you guys don't know what Empire is, and you have some, like, your cell phone by you, got a laptop next to you, you got an iPad, a tablet, whatever you got next to you that you can use, you need to turn it on and you need to read about this hit new show on Fox called Empire. Because this has to be one of my favorite shows right now that's on TV. I don't watch TV a lot. If I do, it has to be something that I like, really like, and that I really enjoy. And this show has to be one of those things. And it's just one of my favorite shows. So
intentionally went on his Facebook. I am going to download a couple of his remixes, and
you guys a brief.
We need you to get down with the Diplo and Friends.
Summary about what the show is about.
You might have heard him.
And then if you guys want to watch it, you should watch it. I highly recommend it. It's a great show.
It keeps it sexy.
So Empire is a musical drama that made its debut on Fox on January 7th, 2015. So it's like I said, it's a pretty recent show. It just started. And what the show basically is, it involves a lot of hip-hop music and like the producing entertainment kind of business. And the name of the company is called Empire Entertainment. So just from there, hence the name Empire, the show. The show is just filled with so much drama and love and just like challenges that each of the characters face. I mean, it's a really great show. And I think the drama that comes along with the show is what keeps us, like the viewers, coming back for more. It's every Wednesday to watch what happens next. And the family is called the Lyons family, and the Lyons family is the family that came up with the Empire Entertainment. So, gonna give you a brief summary on kind of like the characters real quick so you can get like a feel for it. Maybe check it out, because I do highly recommend it, as I said before. Their family consists of a father. His name is Lucius Lyon, and he is played by Terrence Howard. And Lucius's character is kind of like I wouldn't say he's a dark character in the show, but he can be perceived as the villain of the show. He's a former drug dealer who turned his little hip-hop entrepreneurship that he made in his little apartment that was not in a good area of the town where he lived, and he just had a keyboard, some speakers, and some radio stuff to help him out, and he just played his music. He wrote his own music, he sang his own music, he did mostly everything, and that's how he turned his little tiny, I don't know what you want to call it, his little tiny music industry, this little tiny thing, into a huge multi-million dollar industry called Empire Entertainment. I mean, it's amazing. He's the CEO, but little does everyone know that who they work for, Lucius Lyon, is actually fighting a disease called ALS. So once he gets diagnosed with ALS, he puts all his children, and he has three sons. I'm gonna explain that later in this session, talking about this. But he has three sons, and he puts all his sons against one another to see who will be the new CEO of his multi-million-dollar industry, Empire Entertainment, that he worked so hard to make. So I mean, if you think about it, just then putting all your siblings against each other is putting all your kids against each other to see who is fit enough to be the new CEO of his company is just crazy. So there's a lot at hand. There's a lot that goes into making a big entertainment business like this. Now I just described Lucius and his little story going on, which is the dad, and the mom is named Cookie Lion, played by Tahiri P. Henson. And oh gosh, how can I describe Cookie, man? If you guys watch the show, you already know. Cookie is an outspoken woman. She doesn't deal with anyone's crap, man. She is a very strong woman when it comes to this show. And Tahiri P. Henson, man, she kills it. She does a great job playing Cookie Lion. And I mean, I really recommend you, my viewers, to watch this show, because it will not let you down. I know it won't. But like I said, Cookie Lion is played by Tahiri P. Henson, she's a very outspoken woman and who wants to be part of what is rightfully hers. And when I mean that, I mean, like I said, Lucius Lion was a former drug dealer, but so was Cookie Lion. She took part in all of the deals that went down with Lucius. She was the one that did all of the drug runs for him. And she's the ex-wife of Lucius Lion and the mother of their three boys they have. But the family got caught up in this big drug deal with this big name drug dealer in the show. And all their boys were small. They were small. Even one of them, the baby, was actually like a baby, but now he's not. But he was a baby back then when she was getting sentenced. And she took the rap for her husband and her family, because she didn't want anything to happen to her family. So she took the rap for her family because she felt like it was her job. Like, she said, "Lucius, I want you to take care of these kids, and then when I come back out of prison, we'll figure all this out." So she was sentenced to 17 years in prison. And the money, it was her money that actually started this company. All the money she made from all those drug deals, she put towards the company. So when she went to prison, Lucius had all that money, because they were married. So Lucius had all that money. So he put all her money into that. So that's how you got Empire Entertainment. But once Cookie gets out, she gets out of an early 17-year sentence, and it's only a 12-year sentence. So she gets out, and she hasn't seen her kids in 12 years. So, I mean, her kids are, like, 21, I think 25, and, like, 27. Like, they're older now. So, like, to me, I feel bad for her, because she hasn't seen her kids in so long, and she just expects it to just go back to how it was. And I'll explain the boys' reactions later once I finish describing her, but it's just such an exciting show. So once she gets out of her 12-year sentence, all the kids are, like, they're all grown up, and it's just, she tries so hard. You can see it as her character, Tahiri P. Henson. She just, as the character of Cookie, she tries so hard. You can tell that her boys don't want to give her that love that they would have gave her if she didn't go to prison. But I mean, at the same time, they don't understand that, like, she gave up her part of her life to save them. But as the show goes on, if you watch it, you'll see what happens. But she gets out of, like I said, she gets out of prison early, and she's on a mission to get back her company, because Lucius is trying to remarry, but she doesn't want that to happen, because she is the rightful owner of that company, but Lucius didn't tell anybody. So I mean, you can tell right now. Sorry, I can feel my adrenaline like pumping, like, oh dang, because like, if you think about it, it's crazy. Like, it's just so much drama, and it's just like, it makes you just want to watch more and everything. And now there's three sons of the ones I've been talking about, and the first one's name is Andre, and he's the oldest he's the oldest of all the kids, and each of the sons I'm about to describe, they each have some individual things about them that, like, because nobody's perfect, and they each all have these problems with themselves. And that's what I like about this show, because it doesn't show, like, this big, rich, high-named family. And it doesn't just show, like, oh, they have the perfect life. Like, it shows the ups and downs that this family goes through and has went through to get to where they are now. And Andre is, like, the smart kid in the family. He went to Harvard University. He's a smart kid. He studied business. And now you would think, like, he would be the most qualified, I guess you can say, to run the company. But like I said, nobody's perfect, and Andre actually has a mental illness disorder. So he's bipolar, and if you watch the show, you'll see how his mental disorder disrupts his work ethic. And it's sad to see, because you see him as this nice businessman, but he has these downfalls. And he's a character that you watch and you feel bad for, because he can't help it. And I don't want to give any spoilers away, because if you guys haven't seen it, then you need to watch it. But I'm just trying to just give you guys a brief summary of everything and all the characters, so you can get a feel for it. Be like, yeah, you know, I'm interested in it. So the second son I'm going to introduce is, his name is Jamal. So Jamal's the middle child, and Jamal is also the singer in the family. And but as I said before, nobody's perfect, and he also has some secret that he's holding on to really tightly, and he wants to let it out. But you know, Lucius Lyon is not a very good man. As I said before, he can be at times when he doesn't want to be selfish, but his father doesn't approve of what his secret is, and about what Jamal wants to come out. And he wants to come out because Jamal is the gay son in the family. So throughout the show, Jamal is confronted with different obstacles and different problems and people that come in his way and tell him that he can't do it. And they're just really derogatory towards gay people. And, you know, I took this character to heart, and, you know, I can relate to his character. And I mean, he's a good character, because you can see his transformation from the beginning of this season to the end of the season coming up. And I mean, all these characters have so much to give, and they have so much potential, and it's just hard seeing these characters go through what they do, because as you watch a show from the beginning of a season, anybody who's watched the show, you know, once you watch the beginning season to, like, say this, five seasons, you watch all five seasons, you feel like you know the character, like you feel like you know them, like you've met them and stuff, because you've watched all the shows, you've seen them grow up and stuff. So watching this show, and it shows them all from their past when they were little to now, it's just like, it's like, wow, like I can like, it's cool when you can relate to a character from a show, and a show that you actually like, and a show that you watch and can tell others to watch. And I feel like Jamal is, he's a really good guy. Like I said, he's the gay son in the family, so like throughout the show he goes through obstacles because he's gay. And he deals with it, and I have to say, hands down, he's one of my favorite characters. But not to forget about the last son, his name is Hakeem, and he is the baby and the youngest, and he is the rapper of the family. So we got the businessman, Andre, Jamal is the singer, and Hakeem is the baby rapper. He's the rapper who's the baby of the family, but he also has some problems. He has alcohol, partying, which makes him look very immature for his age. But like I said, no family's perfect. But yeah, those are the three: Andre, oldest; Jamal's the middle; and Hakeem is the youngest. And man, these main characters in the show, as I said before, if you don't watch the show, I really recommend you start. It won't let you down. But another thing that got me was, I read that in the show that due to there being a gay couple on the show, and also a scene where the couple kissed, the show lost so many viewers, like a ton of viewers. And at first I was like, wow, like that's crazy, just over that, like something like that. But like, I know it's still not accepted in this world, sadly enough to say, but I mean, hopefully in time it will be. But as I said before, once they had that gay couple, the kiss scene, a lot of viewers just stopped watching, but that didn't stop the show from not airing anymore, because they were like, no, like, they believe that showing a gay couple on TV is good and it should be accepted. It's like about time that it's accepted now. We're just like everybody else. So even though the show lost so many viewers on that episode, the next episode they gained like double the views that they had. And you know, it's really cool to see that, you know, that just because of that little thing, people got mad, but then other people decided to watch the show because of it, or maybe not because of that, but other reasons. But still, I think it's really cool. The show's awesome. And you're probably wondering, like, why am I ranting about this show? Like, well, I'm talking about this show so much because it's ending on, it's ending this Wednesday. It's a 2-hour finale for the first season. And I'm so sad because I really like this show. But it has to end for now. So this is the, like I said, a 2-hour finale. And for the first season, man, it feels like yesterday I was just watching it, the first episode. And it's a great show, and it's gonna be better than ever this last episode. I just know it, because everything that's going on, everything that's happened, and it all comes down to this point. And this Wednesday, us fans, I found out that we will finally be able to know who the new CEO of Empire Entertainment is. My personal opinion, if you guys want to know, if you care, my personal opinion, it's going to be Jamal will be the new CEO, but that's just my opinion. Who knows? Who can it be? It could be any of the three of them. I just can't wait, because like there's going to be so many guest stars. For example, there's going to be Snoop Dogg, Jennifer Hudson, Rita Ora, I love Rita Ora, Juicy J, I like Juicy J too, and Patti LaBelle. And also, there are rumors that Oprah might guest star on the last episode of Empire. And I'm so excited, because all those big name people, man, they're great. I love their music. Oprah's amazing. Who doesn't like Oprah? Like, come on. So I just want to let you guys know, don't miss out on this great show Wednesday at 9 p.m. on Fox. Okay, so now I'll stop talking about Empire and move on to something else. So now since we covered an up-and-coming popular show, let's see what some of these Hollywood stars are up to, right? So I'm about to say this, and I can only picture, I'm about to say this celebrity's name, I can only picture what your guys' faces look like. Justin Bieber. Everybody that knows me knows how I feel about him, so that's all I got to say. But as soon as I say the name, I can only imagine what people's faces look like. I mean, some people like him, some people don't, but I personally like him. I mean, from his music, I think he's very talented, but he does have, like, as any other person, a regular, like, just an ordinary citizen or just a celebrity, we all have our ups and downs. Like, we can't judge people off where they come from or what they've done in their life. Like, as long as they're doing better now, that's really all that matters. And I don't judge him off of what he did in his past or anything, because who are we to say what somebody is or judge them off of based off only what we know and not know of the person. So I think he's very talented. I think his music's great. He did have some dark times in his life, but he did just celebrate his 21st birthday. So now he is legally able to drink alcohol, everybody. So where do you think he went? Oh, so I just want to ask you guys, where do you think he went to for his birthday? I thought he went to like some like the Caribbeans or like somewhere like that. But he did rent out the Caribbeans for an island in the Caribbeans for his birthday. But he recently did it hasn't aired yet though, but he recently did a show with Comedy Central, The Roast. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's when they get a celebrity and there's a bunch of other comedy people there, and they just like crack jokes about his career and everything. But after he did that, he celebrated his birthday and went to Vegas, and he celebrated at a nightclub inside the Caesar Palace. And it was really cool. I watched a lot of videos on it and stuff, and it was really cool to see. Like, it looked like they had a lot of fun. He had numerous celebrities there with him, of course. He had Miguel, Catherine McPhee, Ashlyn Benson, Scooter Braun, which is Asian, and another celebrity that was there that really like took me off guard and I kind of laughed a little bit was Kris Jenner and her boyfriend Corey Gamble. But I don't care about her, like, her boyfriend part, but like Kris Jenner at a 21-year-old's party. I was like, does that even sound right? I mean, I get like if he had like a house party at his house, or he had like a nice birthday dinner somewhere, but like really a nightclub, like I don't know. I just don't think it was appropriate for her to be there at a like 21-year-old's party. I mean, it's her life; she can do what he wants. But like Kris Jenner going to Justin Bieber's birthday bash is just really weird to me, because it's like she's like Justin's age times like 3. Okay, like 2.5 maybe. Okay, 2 like being nice. Okay, but anyways, like yeah, like anyways, I'm just like as like how I feel about this is like anyways, as the picture like we all know that's like been on Instagram and stuff with like Kermit the Frog drinking a cup of tea, and it's like none of my business. I don't want to like gloat about this at all, but it's just weird to me. But Justin was also spotted with like a close friend, Giovanna Ventura, on his Instagram, and I have him on Instagram, so I was looking, and he had a picture with with a girl, and like I said, Giovanna Ventura, I think she's a model, and she had one leg wrapped around him, and then he was holding like her thigh, and I was like, So then it shows that I was like, Selena Gomez, looks to me like you've been replaced. Justin said that he had the best birthday with his friends, as anyone should have a great time on their birthday, and I just want to say I think he's a pretty cool person. And now moving on to another story that's interesting to me is the famous Amber Rose. I know in my last show, if you guys listened to it, I was talking about Amber Rose and the Kardashian things, but I mean, I personally can't stand Amber Rose as a celebrity. I feel like she doesn't like do anything positive to get attention. I feel like everything she does is to get attention is like negative. And for example, like besides like her fight that I discussed the last time with the Kardashians, she recently did something to her Instagram page, and I don't know, I just laughed because it was funny to me. And like as the temperature, I don't know if you guys are from SoCal, but as the temperature rises, so does Amber Rose. So maybe some of you should know about this. Last weekend, Southern California had like a big like heat wave, I guess, and Amber Rose decided to cool off in a way. And this, she's 31 years old, get this, and she decided to head to the pool in her one-piece swimsuit that showed off her legs for days. Also in the pic, like that's not even like the part where I'm like why I don't like her. Like I feel like, okay, you're gonna post a picture of you in your bathing suit, like yeah, that's cool, like kudos to you. But it's what she captioned, it's what she like captioned her picture as, that kind of was like, what the heck, like who does that? But anyways, in her pic she posted on her laying on like a chair, like a beach chair, pool chair, whatever you want to call it, showing some skin, you know, drinking a margarita, smoking some hookah. And like that's not even my problem, like I don't have a problem with that, but it's the fact that she captioned it as, if I was a video game, I would be rated E for everyone. Like just okay, I'll say it again, if I was a video game, I would be rated E for everyone. Yeah, I don't know. Really, Amber Rose, like, today's generation is not going to take that. Like, it's not going to take that in a positive way. Like, just that sounds so negative. And it's just, I feel like, personally to me, like, it's not appropriate. But, like, today, I know sex appeals, like, it sells. But, like, she should focus on putting her fame in, like, a positive way rather than, like, exploiting herself to, like, the world to get attention. And, I don't know, I just feel like she should grow up, please. But, like I said, this is my personal opinion on her, so that's just how I feel about her. But anyways, moving on to a lighter note, I've recently been noticing that like our like beloved kid movies, like Disney movies with like all the princesses and all that stuff that we grew up watching, are like they're getting like redone, but they're not getting redone like to be better animated movies. They're getting redone in like actual actors being the people playing the characters that we grew up knowing. And if you've seen Maleficent, a great movie, Angelina Jolie did a fantastic job with that movie. Cinderella was great. I have yet to see it. I'm going to see it, but some of my friends have seen it. They said it was a great movie. It looks great. But a really good story that I have right now is breaking news, actually. here on Hollywood Slang, they will be redoing, get ready, Beauty and the Beast. And I don't know, the reason I like Beauty and the Beast, I feel like it's a, I like the storyline that comes with it. And this is one of, this is my mom's favorite movie. And so I watched this movie too growing up. But it's not supposed to be out till March 2017. But like the actors they have in it, I'm going to tell you guys some of the actors, the actresses they have in it, and who they're going to be playing. Like, I feel like this movie is going to be great. It's gonna be pretty awesome. Emma Watson will be the star. She's going to be Belle. And you guys know Emma Watson. She's Harry Potter, Hermione. Dan Stevens playing as the Beast and the Prince. Luke Evans has been casted as Gaston, who's kind of like the villain if you don't know Beauty and the Beast. And they confirmed that Emma Thompson and Kevin Klein will be Miss Potts, and Maurice, which is Maurice is Belle's father, if you don't know. And also, the guy from Frozen, Josh Gad, has also joined the cast as LaFoy, Gaston's sidekick. So I'm actually really looking forward to seeing this movie coming out, because it sounds great cast. I mean, it cannot be a bad movie. So I can't wait. And again, hits theaters March 17th, 2017. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back. This is The Hollywood Slang. I'm DJ King on Penguin Radio.
Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. And it's no coincidence I come. And I can die when I'm done. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Probably.
Hollywood Slang, and I hope you guys were here to hear my last stories coming up, and I have some great stuff for you guys now, and let's get this started. All right, so I hope you guys have your phones or like maybe like some device next to you guys, because this next story I'm about to share with you guys, like, you need to see the picture that I'm describing. And I wanted you guys to see the next story that I'm going to talk about. So an Australian reporters, and it was on the news channel, and the reporter's dress that she was wearing, the neckline was shaped very, it was shaped like a male's private part. That's all you have to say. Like when you see the picture, it'll be like, wow. Because when I saw the picture, like, I started cracking up. But everyone's talking about it. I can't imagine why. It's like really funny. So as soon as I saw the picture, I started laughing, as I said. It's one of the news shows in Australia. It's called Network 10. And their anchor is a lady named Natasha Belling. And her outfit was like not, like, I thought the dress was nice, but like the outfit and the, like, the, it wasn't like a normal like low cut or like revealing dress. It's like the outline was like a male's private part. It was awkward and like it was like shocking, but everyone's talking about it. Like once everyone saw it, it like hit social media and it started like burning like wildfire. I mean, and like no one on the show that she, like the stage managers, everyone that watches the show, like no one spotted it out. And I know no one's gonna be spotting it out because, yeah. But I mean, like the only people that spotted out were like viewers. And I guess once the viewers started, they posted something on Facebook about it. And once that happened, it just started heating up the social media sites, from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram. It just started blowing up. Like I said, the producers and stage managers said they didn't even recognize that it looked like that, and they didn't see it until it was posted. A picture was posted on social media, and I mean, nothing much you can do now. What's done is done. But I mean, it was just funny. Like, it's funny that people focus so much more on what her dress outline looked like rather than the actual news itself. Because I guess, I don't know, once they just saw that, it was all over. But I know, I just thought that was a funny story that we could talk about. Another story I have to talk about is, we all know the Real Housewives, but I think it just got a lot more real for the Housewives. The popular show The Real Housewives' daughter, Gia Guidisi, slammed rumors that her dad, Joe, cheated on her mom. Now, when I read the story at first, I was like, wait, no. Like, nah, because like, I've seen the show, I'm not going to lie, I've seen the show. But I would just think that's something you keep private, like, to yourself. Like, that family's already going through so much with their, like, bankruptcy and, like, their fraud and all that stuff. Like, the mom and dad are in jail, and the kids are, like, living with, like, family, I think. And, like, just for her to come out and say that. But then, the mom, even in prison, she still hears all these rumors. So her daughter, like, then tries to defend her mom. And, she says that the affair was supposedly with Jamie Jackson when Joe's wife, which is Teresa Guidisi, was sentenced to prison. But the people who know the real story would be the family, and I think it's, my condolences go out to the family, because they're going through a hard time right now. But like, to add this on top of it is just so much worse, I feel like. But anyways, let's move on to something different. Keeping Up with the Kardashians should be called Keeping Up with Scott Disick, because I feel like that show only revolves around him when something bad happens to him. So let's just get on with this story. Scott Disick, you guys should know, if you don't, he's the husband of Kourtney Kardashian from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He has entered rehab again. Yes, I said again. It's not shocking. I don't think it's shocking. But he's known for his partying, his drinking, and his drug problems. He says like he's ready to change and stuff, but I feel like he's not, because last time he was in rehab for like 3 days, and he said he couldn't do it. So what makes this time any different? But, you know, trying to think positive. Hopefully, maybe he'll do this, the best for his family. But over the weekend, he was in Atlantic City, where he just had too many shots of tequila, I guess, and he went back to his old bad ways. I don't know if you guys recall, if you kept up with the Kardashians, like a long time, I would say season maybe like 1, 2, or 3. Scott went with the Vegas. He got like belligerently drunk, and it was horrible. Like, it was a horrible, horrible day for the family. But like, he started going back to his old ways this time when he was in Atlantic City. And he was stumbling throughout the hotel lobby. He didn't even make it back to his room. We went to go look for him. He wasn't even in his room. I think it's ridiculous. Like, yeah, you can go out and party, but, like, be responsible about it. Like, I don't have kids, though, but he has 2 kids. And he should, like, I think he should think about his kids before he does everything. And, like, think about like what his kids will see when they look up his dad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just, he's very being selfish and irresponsible to me. And I feel like he should just think about his kids before he acts like he does. But I hope the family gets it all figured out. I hope he actually does stay in rehab and get help, because I think it'd be the best for the family and himself. Now staying on the topic of the Kardashian, is Kim having another baby? Well, if you watched last night's premiere, the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they're on their 10th season. If you watched it, you learned that Kim and Kanye are trying pretty hard for a baby, I would say. And like I said, if you watched the episode last night, after a trip to the bathroom, when they went to the bathroom in last night's episode, Kim joins Khloe and Courtney at the table, and then she just drops the pregnancy test on the table. And it was positive. Like, the sister saw, but I mean, Courtney and Khloe were like, what? Like, they were so in shock. Like, they thought it was a joke, but it was a joke. They didn't think it was, but it was. Somehow Kim did it, and she made the test show positive. And I know when as soon as she dropped it, I was like, oh, she's pregnant again. Like, oh, she's pregnant, but she wasn't. But I mean, it was a shock for everybody. But she just did that to be funny. But in the end, Kanye's wife, which is Kim, is she's pretty like, she doesn't know. She's on the edge about if she wants to bring another baby into the world. But her sisters are going to have to wait for another niece and nephew from their sister Kim later. And you know who hasn't been in the headlines lately is Nick Cannon. And I have a story on Nick Cannon, and we all know who he is. But I don't know if you guys knew, but you guys probably knew, he was married to Mariah Carey. They had two babies, and then he got a tattoo, like a huge tattoo of like her name on his back. So like, once, I don't understand that too, because it's going to start a whole new discussion. Like, I don't understand why people get tattoos of their significant other's name on their back. Like, yeah, you think you're going to be together forever, but like, really, you got to like mess up your body, because that doesn't work out. You got the name on your body for the whole time of your life. Like, I don't understand people sometimes. But okay, anyways, going back to the story, he had his Mariah on the back of his bag, I guess, and it was a big tattoo, so he recently got it covered up. It took 30 painful hours for him to sit in that chair and get a tattoo, but his new tattoo represents a cross, and it has the cross represents his kids, and the text reads, Father forgive them, for they know not what they have done, what they do. So to me, that like sounds like a possible reference to like his marriage with Mariah Carey. But like I said before, it's none of my business. But I do have to say, if you haven't seen the tattoo, you should take a look at it, because it's actually a really nice tattoo. It's like well done. Like 30 hours, it better be well done. And I probably cost an arm and a leg. But it's like, it looks really cool. So I recommend you guys look it up and see what it looks like. So I know that we all, you know what E is, the popular show on E. But the popular show on E is called Fashion Police. And it's, is it over? Is it not over? I've been hearing that's over. It's not over. But recently, Giuliana Rannick made a controversial remark at a young actress named Zendaya. She's also a singer, dancer. I know she's on Disney. But it was about her hair during the post-Oscars episode of Fashion Police. I don't know, it was bad, I thought. Basically what happened was, if you watch the Fashion Police, they basically like critique stars' outfits and like personal appearance and stuff, how their hair looks, everything. And it's a big event, so at any big event, the Fashion Police will critique like the stars on how they looked. So some of the cast of Fashion Police talked about, it actually was quite funny, but Giuliana Rannick said, what she said, I feel like, was just out of line. She saw Zendaya, and she had to, like, critique her how they do it. And take notes. Zendaya is an African-American, and on that specific night, she had dreadlocks on. Like, she wore dreadlocks. She commented by saying, Zendaya's dreadlocks made her look like if she smells like patchouli oil or weed. Now, like, that was she totally stereotyped her just because she had dreadlocks on, and she's African-American. So, I mean, like, first off, to me, that's, like, completely out of line, because that's rude, first off. And, like, Giuliana should know, like, she had breast cancer. Like, she was judged for her weight. She was judged for, like, not having breasts, because she had breast cancer. And, like, she didn't like how people were judging her. So, like, I don't get how, I mean, yeah, I know it's her job, but I don't get how she could even talk about someone else like that when she knows what it feels like to be judged, and then she just goes and judges other people. Like, I don't understand people like that. But I guess she did apologize, and Zendaya's, like she said, it's people will say what they want. You just have to not listen to what they say. And I applaud Zendaya for being the bigger person, even though she's, like, way younger than her, than Giuliana. But I guess after that happened, Kelly Osbourne quit the show, and Kathy Griffin's quit the show. So, like, honestly, I watched Fashion Police, and it was way better when Joan Rivers was on it. Like, I'm so sad Joan Rivers passed away. But, I mean, that show was so much better. Like, Joan can do say anything. Like, no one get mad because, I don't know, she was just such a funny lady. But I don't think Fashion Police will ever be the same after any shows after Joan Rivers died, because, I mean, the show's saying that they're going to replace Kathy and they're going to replace Kelly. But, I mean, like, you can't replace Kelly. She was, like, the original on the show. So, I mean, like, they can try to do what they want and try to improve the show, but I just feel like it won't be the same. So hopefully Fashion Police still stays on TV, because I don't watch it. So do I have any American Horror fans, any American Horror Story fans out there? Because I'm one, and I kind of have sad news, but I mean, it's also, I have some good news with it. But the previous season, if you watch, was American Horror Story Freak Show. It was a great season, great show. But the new upcoming season called American Horror Story Hotel will not have a particular returning actress in it, which to me, she was a great addition to the show. Jessica Lange says that she is officially done with the show. She's happy to be on the show, but it's time for her to move on. I would say she did a great job in all of her seasons she was in. She was one of my favorite people. She was she's an awesome actress. I know she'll go on to do a lot more shows, hopefully. But she did say she might guest star on American Horror Story Hotel, maybe, but not, like, officially, like, be a cast member, but just, like, appear on an episode or two. But also, I heard rumors about Lady Gaga is going to be on the American Horror Story. So, I believe the show will still be great, and I'll continue to watch it, but I will miss Jessica Lange, because she was my favorite. But she didn't do so much more with her career now, so kudos to her. So I'm going to get into a story concerning Miley Cyrus. So I said, what does one do when your significant other is rumored to be cheating on you? How I feel about that. I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like hearing it. I'll tell you that much. I wouldn't like hearing about my significant other cheating on me. That's just from social media. But like, didn't tell me if I didn't know directly, like, I just heard it. But I guess, well, Miley Cyrus is dating Patrick Schwarzenegger. And there's a lot to be said about this relationship. I mean, Miley Cyrus was talking about it, and there's a variety of answers to this question that I just said. So what does one do when your significant other is rumored to be cheating on you? I'm not going to give you guys any ideas, but when it's Miley Cyrus you're talking about, the answer is, like, pretty simple. If you have Miley Cyrus on Instagram, she posts some weird things. Like, honestly, I don't know what she's thinking half the time. But she posts a somewhat odd picture on Instagram with, like, a really long caption. It was difficult for me to read it because, like, she types in, like, this, like, weird slang. And, like, even I'm, like, a young adult, and I don't even talk like that, and I don't even know what she was saying. And I keep up with this slang, so I'm like, I don't, you're speaking a different language. But it was about, like, a friendship and, like, universe. But then she put also, like, because she was typing so weird. So, like, I was like, maybe she's, like, on something or something. And then she put, oh, and she also noted in her caption that maybe I'm just high, but she spelled just with, like, J-U-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z, like, a whole bunch of Z's. I'm like, oh, Miley Cyrus, what happened to you? You were, like, Hannah Montana, you were, like, everyone's idol, and then you just, like, totally just changed. But, I mean, I guess she had to, but she didn't want to be, like, that Hannah Montana character anymore. But, I mean, so here's what went down. Basically, the singers heard that Miley found out that there were rumors about him cheating on her, and he went on a spring break. Patrick Schwarzenegger went on a spring break trip to Cabo San Lucas, and he had a picture with a girl, and of course Miley didn't attend the vacation that he went on, so of course people are gonna make rumors about, like, he took a picture with the girl, so they're saying, oh my god, he's cheating on Miley. What does Miley think about it? But then he, like, went back on Twitter, Patrick did, and said, like, oh my gosh, it's one of my best friend's girlfriends. I would never do anything against my girlfriend, which is Miley. And I kind of, I believe him. I don't think he would. And it, he also tweeted again. He tweeted, girls have guy friends and guys have friends that are girls. And then Miley really didn't like talk about the situation at all. She was really quiet about it. But then she put like a lengthy caption on her, she put a lengthy caption on her Instagram saying like, oh, the only reason why I'm so happy is because of Patrick. And so I guess she's kind of over the situation already. It didn't even take her that long to like, she wasn't even like, felt like she wasn't even mad about it. So I guess the whole situation with her and Patrick are fine now, but for now, as all the stars we know, Hollywood stars say, for now. So I'm about to talk about another one of my favorite shows, and it's Nobody Is Safe, especially if there are zombies. And yes, I said zombies, and that brings us to another great show called The Walking Dead. Now, if you watch the show The Walking Dead, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, but if not, you should start watching it, because it's a great show, as Empire is. It's on every Sunday on AMC's. So I'm going to recap on the episode, because this episode was like really, it was like a good episode in like a while. Like all the other episodes are good, but like this episode, like they said it was like, because they had one of like the most gruesome deaths like ever, but like it was the character. So the Walking Dead crew, they like found this new place to live after like being on the road for so long, running away from zombies. It's called Alexandria. That's the place they live now. But it's safe and everything. But I don't know if you guys seen the show Everybody Hates Chris. The actor Tyler James Williams, he is also a character in The Walking Dead, and he plays as Noah. And his characters are really, it's really sad because all his family died, all the zombies ate him, they're his family, and he's left by himself. So The Walking Dead crew, they pick him up and they take him along with them, make him part of their crew. And he's like the youngest on there. I would say he's the youngest. He's one of the youngest in their little squad they got going on. And it's just sad because he dies in this past episode, if you didn't watch. So sorry, spoiler alert, if you didn't watch it, my bad. But he dies, and it was so sad because he was such a likable character. And he dies, but it was so gruesome how they made him die. Like, they were in, like, the revolving doors, like, at, like, the mall or, like, a hotel. Like, you know what I'm talking about, like, the revolving doors. So each, there's, like, four sides of the door, and there's four people that get stuck. And one of the guys is not even a guy they can trust. So his name's Nicholas. So they couldn't even trust him. So what happens is Nicholas escapes from the sliding door, the revolving door. So once he leaves, it turns more. And as it turns, Noah's side is open towards the zombies. And the zombies, like, grab him. And one of the characters, Glenn, is, like, stuck in the revolving door. And, like, he watches his friend, Noah, which is the actor from Everyone Hates Chris. He watches him die. And Glenn and him were such good friends. And it's so sad because, and it makes me so mad and sad because, like, they were such good friends, and he just watches him die. Like, it's like a pretty, if you didn't watch it, you should watch it. But if you don't like gruesome, like gory, like bloody stuff, then I wouldn't watch it. But I watched it, and it was really sad because it was like being like ripped apart. But I'm just really excited to see what this this Sunday has to hold, because like Glenn has to bring all that bad news to the group. So, you know, I can't wait to see what's gonna happen. So with that being said, I'm gonna take a quick break, and I'll be back to gives you some more hot topics and stories. This is DJ King with the Hollywood Slang on Penguin Radio.
Dancing in each other. Diplo and Friends on Saturday night. One Extra Takeover.
Kygo exclusively on One Extra and Radio 1.
Hollywood Slang. I hope you've been listening. I have some more stories to share with you guys. My first story now. I wonder if everyone knows who Ariana Grande is. You know Big Sean. You know they've been dating. But I wonder if you know about Big Sean's new song that just came out from his new album, Dark Skies. Dark Skies Paradise. His new song is called Stay Down, but it talks about, he references to Ariana Grande's, kooka. If you don't know what a kooka is, you can look it up on Urban Dictionary, but yeah, he refers to that, and, I know it's like Big Sean's love for his girlfriend Ariana Grande, doesn't really know boundaries. I mean, all his fans now can just care about how much he feels for his girl in his new song, like I said, Stay Down. Seriously, if you haven't heard it, you should listen to it. I listened to it, and he puts a big amount on his affection towards her, like a big amount of energy, you can tell. And his new song about Ariana Grande, his lyrics are, I got a $1 million chick with a $1 billion, and I'm gonna say kooka. And like I said, if you don't know what a kooka is, you can Urban Dictionary that word, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But it says, I got a $1 million chick with a $1 million kooka. Every time I come, I swear to God, I feel rich. He raps in the song off his new album, Dark Skies. Now, someone might feel like this is, like, really embarrassing about the lyric, but, and also, it looks like the bang, bang, bang is actually totally supported. Like, they support it. Big Sean told, Big Sean was, says that, his lady love, his refers to Ariana Grande, is more than okay with his music and the lyrics, because she just wants to support his career and feel like, I feel like this is a good thing for their relationship. Like, they're not shy about sharing their, like, love life, I guess, in a song. And if they don't, they don't care, then I don't know, why should everyone else care? But, I mean, this only became a big issue because everyone was like, oh my god, like, did you hear it? And I know, like, yeah, like, maybe he could have said it a different way, but he's rapping, like, what do you expect? Like, come on, he has to appeal to the majority. And, you know, I just feel like if they can do this, then they're in a good place. And then I feel like their relationship, I think they look good together. I love Ariana Grande, I like Big Sean. So, if you haven't heard the song, like I said, you should really take some time to listen to it. And like, you can really get the real meaning. If you listen to the words and stuff, like, it's a good song. So now moving on, I'm going to talk about Demi Lovato. She hasn't really been in the headlines lately. She's been laying low. If you guys don't know, she had about 3 years ago, she had a really dark time. She went to rehab, but today marks Demi Lovato is officially sober for 3 years. And I commend her for that. I mean, when you have addiction, it's really hard to get rid of and to stop doing what you're doing, what you're addicted to. But I mean, like I said, kudos to her. I give her props. She's a great person. I think she has a great voice. She's a great singer. She's a great actress. everything. Because I knew Demi Lovato when she's like starred on Her So Sunny or on Disney. Man, I forgot the name of it, but that was a good show. I mean, that's where she starred, that's where she debuted. She turned to Twitter and she just wanted to like celebrate. She's celebrating her 3 years being sober. She went to Twitter to thank all her friends, all her family, her supporters, but she really made a really particular special thanks to her boyfriend, Wilmer Valderrama. And the singer, she posted a nice photo of her and her boyfriend kissing on her Instagram, and she had a really, really good emotional caption to express her love and gratitude to him. And it was really nice. She said, I wish I could put into words how grateful I am for this man right here. But my love has grown to a level that words cannot possibly express how much this man completes me. He loves me the way I never thought I deserved to be loved. And with this day marking my 3rd year sober, she wrote, after sharing my ups and downs through my ups and downs and supporting my recovery, he still never takes credit. And I want the world to know how incredible his soul is.
The best that to me that just ever continues with Friction,
wow,
blazing the biggest drone bass in
wow,
the world.
Just let that sit for a little bit. Friends on Saturday night, really, really great. I think it's really awesome. Their relationship just seems Diplo really, really tight. Like, she's a great person. It just shows that their relationship is really genuine and loving, and that they're just the perfect ideal couple. And you know, all I have to say is best wishes to them, and hopefully she stays sober. That's all I'm hoping. And I hope you guys really liked my show. I had a great time talking about all these stories that I discussed today. I love doing this. I hope you guys watch Empire now. It's on Wednesday, so watch it. It's on Fox. Like I said, it's a great show, but I mean, this is the season finale on Wednesday, so I don't know if you want to watch it. You might want to start from the beginning, but if you do, it's fine. It's a great show. Watch The Walking Dead. It's on Sunday at 10. That's also a great show, and I just hope everyone has a great day, and I'm DJ King. This is the Hollywood Slang, and on Penguin Radio.